This is KUT. As the temperature in Austin climbs, kids and adults flock to the city's pools. But while the industry puts a pool's lifespan at 30 years, many of Austin's public pools are 50 years or older. So in 2012, the city decided it would create an aquatic master plan. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, that process is now in its third and final phase of completion.
Think of the Aquatics Master Plan as a guide for the future of Austin's water recreation. Here's Kimberly McNeely with the city's Parks and Recreation Department.
How many pools do we need to have? What do those pools need to look like? And putting together a plan that can be supported by the community.
To come up with this plan, the city first had to assess the current health of its pools. That was completed in 2014. The diagnosis wasn't great.
With all of our pools being at an average age of 50 years old, almost all of our pools struggle.
As Cheryl Bolin with the city's aquatics division explains, city staff then spent the second phase of this process talking to neighborhoods.
To try to get some additional input into what our community would like to see in our pools and kind of what their larger scope ideas are for an aquatic system here in the city of Austin.
Involving community members in the master plan process has particular importance because of something that happened last spring.
We knew this was leaking way back when in the day. Why is it that 1 month and a half before we enter the summer, we're being told that they may be close?
That was Gavino Fernandez representing East Austin residents at a city meeting. In April 2015, the city announced it would have to close two pools east of I-35 because of significant leaks. The city eventually backtracked on its plan after community backlash, paying to have the two pools repaired in time for the summer season. In this final phase of the master plan, city staff will sit down with the data and residents' comments they've compiled. They'll create a set of rules should one of Austin's many aging pools give out.
As those pools age, and if one of the critical ones was to have failure, we would look to the master plan for the guidelines on what then should happen to that particular pool.
City staff are hoping to present a complete aquatic master plan to the city council sometime in the fall. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.